What's going on, everybody? Welcome back, everybody, to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. And I am your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spell my name typically and always, including today, with three X's because I am hardcore. Although, I have mixed feelings about this wrestling show today, guys. Like, I've had trouble sometimes, you know? You know what? This light in the back is bothering me. I apologize. Excuse me. Hey, Google, please turn off color light.
You got it.
Thank you.
The color light's off.
All right. That was really, really bothering me, people. So, again, welcome to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox. And today, I have a lot of things I want to get off my proverbial chest, if you will. All right? Microphone. Check, mic, check, 1, 2. All right. Stay there now, damn it. All right, that's my fault. I move this thing. I don't tighten it back and expect it to be nice to me, right? Why would it be nice to me if I'm not nice to her, right? I'm sorry, Elizabeth. Calm down. I got you. You know what? Today, all my life, I have called every single electronical device I've ever had Miss Elizabeth, right? It was my first crush. Don't judge me, guys. Miss Elizabeth was my first crush. But my first adult crush is now on the cover again of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit. So tonight, and from now on moving forward, I will call all of my electrical devices one, the only, Miss Tyra Banks. Please stay still, Tyra. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Banks. Stay still, Tyra. Stay still. All right, listen, guys. Listen, a lot of things I want to talk about today, guys. The week in wrestling, right? We have to talk about Raw and SmackDown, right? But I got some things I want to get off. Like I said, my proverbial chest. Some things, let's talk about them. Can Kofi Kingston, can Kofi Kingston throwing out pancakes? You catch one, you get a pancake, you get a pancake, you get a pancake. I don't even like pancakes half the time. I prefer waffles. Okay? Can that Kofi Kingston put butts in the seats? Want to talk about it. Now, you want to talk about ratings? That's somewhere else for something different. But I'm going to talk about something that should be pointed out, and that's butts in the seats. That's something that should not change, despite what you see on television, because it's perfected, and I've always said it's meant for you in the audience. So let's talk about, can Kofi put butts in the seats? Also, why do you still watch? I want to know, why do you still watch? Because the second question to why do you still watch is, and to me, the bigger question, what can, if there's anything, what can you do, or they do rather, excuse me, if you will, so to speak, the WWE to get you back? Are you gone? What can they do to say to you, all right, I'm back, I'm locked in. Like, so for me, I'll be honest with you guys. I'm never completely out. I'm down now. Like I said, it's very hard. Okay? And shout out to the sponsors of this show. And honestly, besides you who do tune in, the few that you are, thank you. Okay? To tune in to say, I have an obligation. So this show is sponsored by no other than hashtag use your head, thechairshot.com. If I didn't have an obligation, I might have set this one out this week, right? I really would have probably set this one out this week. And I see you guys in the chat room. Thank you for tuning in. What's up? I'll be with y'all comments momentarily. Thank you. I would probably skip this show. I mean, I sit back and I'm watching it. I'm looking at reviews for it. I'm gauging the reaction from you guys. And I always say, I don't do reviews. I've done reviews, so I don't do them anymore. And I don't like review shows that do them immediately following the event, because you have no time to get out of your emotions. There's zero time to get out of your emotions, right? Because, you know, WrestleMania show, whether you liked it or you didn't like it, in that moment, it's all emotion. It's WrestleMania, right? You saw a poor Raw? I've seen things like worst Raw ever. Really? No. In your emotions. So I choose to sit back, wait, departmentalize, have some intelligent conversation, as this is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. If you're not intelligent, please bye-bye Damian Lillard for me and go somewhere else. But if you don't like it, you can still listen anyway. So as I sit here this week, I want to know from you, what can they do to get you back? Is there anything to get you back? Can Kofi Kingston put butts in the seats? So I want to talk about those things. I want to bring some of those things to life. And as I bring those things to life, I'm going to give you a little bit of my opinion about Raw and about SmackDown. What's going on, Jason Michael Campbell? Appreciate it. You're telling me because I'm already ending up going through this week. Time to review show starts SmackDown and Raw right now. Falling asleep, I mean. Okay, well, that's what I'm here for, Michael. I'm glad I saved your day. Or hopefully, I've saved your day, right? So, you have Raw, right? Monday Night Raw. It starts off with Mr. McMahon. And you have to say to yourself, at least I still will always say to myself, you see me, I'm like an old child, like, Vince is on TV. It gotta be good, right? What's that thing called from Men in Black? The defibrillator? Right? If I'm wrong, so what? I'm sorry, no, babe, like, I drink from the cup that is the WWE, right? I tend to give them benefit of the doubt as much as I give my children, right? No one else gets that olive branch of chance after chance after chance with us that we give the WWE. What's going on, That we give the WWE. So as I give them all these things, he comes out and confuses me. And he says, it's time to do some more shakeups. You can shake up things because it's your company and I'm brilliant. So we're going to get the best of whoever wants to jump ship can jump ship. And this is where I wear two caps. I have my fan face. Then I have my fan face, right? Anybody ever watch a Netflix show? What's the damn thing with the college friends or some shit? I'll come up with it later. Forget it. Right. Wasn't that important. But Fred Savage is on it. And they remind me of that moment just then. I don't know where it just things pop in your head. Right. So I'm like, I have two hats. And as I'm watching, I'm saying, your ratings are going down. I am one who believes in ratings are different than what most people read ratings today. However, I do see the pictures from the crowd that are not showing up for certain events. And over the years, being that I drink from the cup of the WWE, I've probably made excuses or rationalized it being a certain way, or at times maybe even agreed with it being a certain way. I don't know if I can do that now, Vince, because I try to tell you, the fans, to suspend disbelief. I try to tell you, the fans, that wrestling is storyline. And I know that wrestling storyline, without storyline, wrestling cannot exist. Did you not see Endgame yet? Sorry, what storyline would have led us to knowing that Tony would be the one to snap and can kill Thanos? If you haven't seen it, damn it, spoiler alert, you should have saw it by now. The Russos told me I was okay with saying that. So when you watch these things, you know that it's storyline, right? How can I say, Vince, they can come to Raw, they can come to SmackDown? No, you're basically telling me you got your in a creek and you got to have people come to your shows. And I'm okay with that. What I got confused with is the number you gave us. You gave us three guys from each show. But on Raw, you had six people show up. Seven people show up. Then on SmackDown, you had five more people show up. So I'm just confused by this. And so if I'm confused, one who, again, drinks from the cup of the WWE, what do you think fans who can't stand your product right now thinks? But when you think of that, jump ship, wild card, if you will, it does bring intrigue, right? So you have, like, you're mad, but damn it, like, I liked what I saw from some of the programs. Yeah, Raw's long as hell. It's hard to watch. I do not give Raw 100% of my attention when I'm watching it. Is that fair to you to say? So when I give reviews, you're hearing what I'm saying to you. And especially this Monday, because the 76ers were in the playoffs and playing on television, and hence, my father decided, Philly, where my daddy from? So I support the city, as you know also that I'm an Eagle fan. So I got the Sixers, and I got Monday Night Raw, and it's the playoffs. I paid attention, but damn it, it wasn't as bad, maybe for me, as it was for you. But you get Seth Rollins, and AJ Styles after all their talking and the hoobla, hoobla, hoobla in the ring, which again makes no sense. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of seeing people who are going to fight, right? They're going to be in a match, end up being a tag team. I know things recycle each other's, guys, and I tell you all the time to relax, guys, and things recycle. But damn it, this recycles every time there's two faces about to fight each other. They become a tag team. Why? Why couldn't it have been anything else but that? So that Bobby Lashley and Baron Corbin can defeat them? And y'all can say one got to go and put a meme up of all four being Baron Corbin's different personas he's had. This isn't Baron Corbin's fault, and Baron Corbin to me is still an okay guy in my book. Yeah, I said it. But the segment overall, come on, guys, not so good. Braun Strowman, when I thought the show was going to get better because Sami Zayn comes out before him, I think he's going to cut a super great promo as he's been cutting as he's like, he's speaking for me because I give my opinion about how I feel about the product and the people surrounding the product. So when Sami Zayn comes out, I'm excited because he's going to speak how I speak. You hear it differently from him. But you couldn't even hear it because Michael Cole's dumbass just kept talking over him. And Corey Graves kept talking over him. Now, wonder guys are wanting to leave the company. Now, wonder. I'm setting all this up, Buttercup, just to let me down, okay, about my segment. Can Kofi put butts in the seats? This hurts this, doesn't it? Right? Can they win you back as a fan? This hurts this, doesn't it? Two questions I might be answering for you already. But when you watch Raw, you watch SmackDown, you get Ricochet and Robert Roode for if Roode wins, he takes his spot in the Money in the Bank, but then he just beat Robert Roode. So why are they having this match? But you know what? I'm okay with it. It's a match to say, hey, I'm the heel, you're the face, they're going to give me the opportunity. So what? Cannot, will not complain about that part of why that isn't, that's 50-50 booking. That's not 50-50 booking. That's what's always been booking, right? So I'm okay with that. Excuse me. I'm okay with Raru getting a second chance. What I wasn't okay with was after that, getting Samoa Joe and Rey Mysterio again. I just don't know what they're doing and how they're doing it, but it's not all bad. It's just how they're getting about to the major end. So you look at Raw, you look at the lady. To me, Lacey Evans is all that and dim sum. The Viking Raiders, like the Firefly Funhouse. Again, for me, another plus in the show. Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre. Why is that unadvertised? You want to boost ratings. Roman Reigns, you know, is coming. You say he's coming. But say why he's coming and say he's going to be a match. I don't know. Just I thought Raw wasn't bad. It wasn't the greatest show, but it wasn't bad. I liked the Miz, excuse me, chasing Shane McMahon. I liked all of that. I liked that whole segment. I liked the majority of what you got from Raw. And yeah, guess what, guys? Guess what? Could I go a show without being upset with you in some way, right? Not you. You know who you are. Yeah, you that complain all the time. If what the Usos did on Monday night would have happened on SmackDown, would happen in any other promotion, why was it not funny? Because it was called Usy Hot? You see how they sold it? Because the Usos sold it so well, I had to like it. And yeah, so what? The Revival may be being punished for not signing a contract. Who knows that to be and who knows that not to be? They're featured on television. If anything, you fans lately have determined that if the more WWE ribs these guys, you like them even more. So it's not going to hurt their cred, right? I don't know. Don't care. I do think the segments are funny. And guess what? That joke has been around for years. And yeah, you can use the anti-bullying thing if you want to. It's kind of bullying in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Something that like, the Karate Kid did to Johnny because I'm on Johnny's side a lot. If you watch Cobra Kai, I kind of ride with Johnny. All right? Sweep the leg. I ride with Johnny. All right? But I understand Danny LaRusso's. But Danny picked a lot of those fights. Okay? Danny was the aggressor. Just getting his ass whooped. But he was the aggressor. So I'm okay with putting the Icy Hot in the jock. It burns. Who doesn't know that Icy Hot burns when it touches your balls? Every guy who's been around sports and had Icy Hot around him because Somebody probably did it to you, or you did it to somebody else. So that segment, again, for me, wasn't so bad. SmackDown, on the other hand, starting off with AJ Styles. SmackDown, on the other hand, emphasizing the wild card rule, because SmackDown fixes things. Kevin Owens cuts the pre-tape promo about he was supposed to open a show but didn't because it's his birthday. I just liked SmackDown. I see the seed that's being planted for wondering why no one else has seen it. I think Xavier Woods turns on Kofi. It's too clear. Everybody got all upset about not getting the Andreas and Ali's match. That teaser? Because they tease you. They get a trailer of something, which is a preview. Then you get a teaser of something, which is a snippet. I like the snippet of Andrea Anzadi versus Ali. I like that. And I love that Randy Orton, who, by the way, guys, unlike this beautiful black thing next to me, Tyra Banks. Hey, Tyra. Unlike that, Randy Orton is learning a local. Just the look on his face. The RKOs were amazing, okay? And out of nowhere, like always, they're always entertaining. But definitely when I looked at him, I thought Randy was getting a little long in the tooth there. And that's one of the things that came to my mind, so I shared it, okay? Because that's what we do. We share things that come to our mind. But here's why the biggest reason why I like this SmackDown. You put the emphasis on something that I love more than anything, and that's tag team wrestling. And I said a couple of shows ago that I was losing that love for it because of how the WWE does it. I didn't like, and I openly said, although I was going for Kofi Kingston for the culture, for the cause, that I thought, remember the WrestleMania show? I said, I thought that Daniel Bryan shouldn't lose the title. He had finally was getting a good grasp, had a new thing going on. So I like that. I'm a Daniel Bryan fan. I'm a Kofi supporter, but I'm a Daniel Bryan fan. And watching that, putting him back on television with Rowan, so what, whatever you want to call him, I love that. I love that that puts him, with Daniel Bryan having the tag team titles, guys, they're going to put importance in tag team wrestling. Now, I already know what you're going to say, because I told you, I'm like a guy in church, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, you know, you got Rusev and Nakamura back there. Why not give them the titles? Why not have a tournament? Why not have this at Money in the Bank? Which, hey, would have been a great idea. But they didn't. And by not doing that, you can jump right into other storylines. You gave the title to someone who all you have to watch when he speaks with the microphone in his hand, and when all you have to watch when he's wrestling when he's in the ring. And just, it's like, I know Rowan's not Kane, but having that dynamic of the big guy, you know, little guy, Daniel Bryan, you know, a la Team Hell No, I'm a fan of. They're already talking about we got to get new belts because of the leather. I'm a fan of Daniel Bryan having a tag team titles, and I don't care because it brings the importance, or more importantly, the emphasis and back on tag team wrestling. I absolutely did. Now, other tag team wrestling, I'm finally getting to see Asuka and them show up next week. As Paige and them interrupt her team of, Mandy Moore and Sonya Deville. I like that because they're putting something back in that. They have to start to focus on things. Aleister Black's promos, I don't know what they're talking about, but I'm absolutely a fan of them. I don't like Lars Sullivan. I'm just tired of him and I think his finishing move is garbage. The running power bomb, it never hits with effectiveness. It's okay if you're going to use that move. It's like a Batista bomb but running. But when Batista does the Batista bomb, it looks like it freaking hurts. When Lars Sullivan does it, it looks like they're taking a bump. So I can't enjoy it, Lars. Do something different, okay? And stop attacking. I get you got to attack somebody. Stop attacking guys you've already attacked. Go after somebody big. I don't like that kind of stuff when it's been this long. We get it. He's a monster. He can beat somebody. I get it. I understand it. Put it somewhere different. Lars should have been at, and I get Elias, take another from Elias with Romans. I love that dichotomy. But anybody could have been with Lars. Lars Sullivan, go after, you know, anything but what he's doing, right? But overall, SmackDown, guys, I'm sorry. Another thing, I'm going to move on because I want to get to my topics, all right? So I'm fumbling through them a little bit, but I pick up the ball and I'm still going to score. And that's something I saw on Raw and I saw on SmackDown. And that was in the Lacey Evans match. The emphasis on, because I don't want to disrespect the wrestlers out there, right? Enhancement talent is the word we use. The Barry Horowitz of the world. If you want to have a squash match, you don't squash the B team because they're established. You sell merchandise of these guys. You have them beat down people who are unimportant. So that's where the problem with the WWE came, and then the fans took it and said, hey, you told me that these are one thing, but you're treating them like this. And I've always said, well, you should have known they were like this, right? But you treat them like they're more. So because of you treating them like they're, you know, quote unquote superstars, people want them to be quote unquote superstars. The problem is, like I've always said, it's not enough room for everybody. So bring out the enhancement talent for these guys. Don't have them have squash matches with people that have interests. Have them have a match with somebody who's already in the ring. That's all you need to do. And I think I've always said that's been a problem with wrestling in general. Is there's not enough enhancement talent matches anymore. That will carry wrestling back to the forefront. So overall, Raw and SmackDown, together, I would probably, because I think overall they were good shows. I really do. I don't have much to complain about. When I read your comments in a few, I will, take that in consideration and add some of that to the show, of course. But I thought they were good programming. I did. And when I speak to people, I have a great debate. I can't wait to have this debate with you guys in a second. But overall, I would give them both a 3 out of 5 United States championships. One of my favorite belts is one I saw first on my right. You know what I mean? So I thought it wasn't a bad show. But I do want to ask you guys this question. And that's, can Kofi put butts in the seats? I'm looking at a picture of SmackDown's crowd from last night. And I like the fact that when Kofi's on television and when Kofi and you hear, right, that the WWE title is on the line, it's fearful. It's scary. And people say, well, why? Well, the reason why a bunch of us was fearful and scared that it would ever happen, right? You're going to let him win? Now it's like, you're going to let him lose? To who? When? How? How soon? How? How does this happen? Right? So because of that fear, do you think that's stopping fans from coming? Right? Here's the thing. Here's the problem that we have with professional wrestling. The problem we have with not professional wrestling, I apologize, sports entertainment, with the WWE. Let me say that with the WWE. Here's the problem with them. The problem with the WWE is that Vince is afraid to build stars. He's afraid. The Rocks, the Cenas, the Hogans, the CM Punks. Some would argue if you didn't build them. But I tell everybody, Daniel Bryan, I thought the name of there, the Edges. That's almost, if you think of that guy, you think of him and the WWE, not just the WWE. Those kind of guys. Not that they're bigger than the company, but they're equal when you hear those names. Stings, Undertakers, right? Not that he made Sting, but just throwing out guys that are on there, right? But Vince is afraid to have that again. So they want you to be sold on the WWE is why you're coming. I never came just for the WWE. I never was a fan for what the company as a company overall. It was always someone there, guys that I could connect to, that I loved, that brought me there. And they just happened to be in the WWE, and some were in the NWA. Some was in the UWF. Right, some was in Georgia Championship Wrestling. They came from all over the place. Excuse me. I love Arnold Palmer's, y'all. Half lemonade, half iced tea, sweet tea. Woo! My favorite thing. Thank you, Virginia. That's the one thing Virginia brought me that was great. Next to Fox Sports Radio down there at 1340 AM. Thank you. What's going on, Glenwood Thomas? But I love Arnold Palmer's now. But that's the thing is that when you look at, if you don't build stars, right? And I don't think they know, I'll be honest with you. I don't even think they know how to, because the WWE's problem again, and why I don't think Kofi can put butts in the seat. I don't. Kofi's not a big enough guy to put butts in the seats. You can't make him serious. I know guys say he has to be more serious. He's a WWE champion. That's never been Kofi. He can be mad, but that can't be him. You have to go the trend that got him to the dance, right? Because they know Kofi through the New Day. The New Day is known from their antics and how they carry on. That's how you know them. So Kofi can't put butts in the seats. I'm sorry. I love Kofi Kingston. I support Kofi Kingston. I said earlier, no, I'm a Daniel Bryan fan. But I've always said in the past also, there's not many guys I don't like. I respect every single thing that Kofi Kingston has done. He's just not the wrestler that I choose to attach myself to. My kids love the New Day. My kids love, I'm a Big E fan. I think, and sometimes I think he goes too far. I'm an Xavier fan. Sometimes I think he goes too far. So I guess, and since I guess I'm a Kofi fan, I'm just not, you know what I'm talking about? I'm not a fan. Like, I'm a fan of Kofi's work. I'm just not a guy I can connect to. So, again, the problem is the disconnect, because you have wrestling fans like myself, older guys who love professional wrestling. You want to see, you don't mind storylines, right? I get it now. You want, I take you back, right? Instant classic, right? Go back to BDSR Network just Google Mike Knox, not trying to, you know, cheap pop, but it's not. And Google the interview I had with Tully Blanchard. Again, this program is brought to you by hashtag useyourheadchairshot.com. Not just my show, many shows. Go there, listen to them, get your wrestling podcasts on. But let me take you back, right? When wrestling meant something, right? It was the Macho Man Randy Savage versus Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, right? And I never forget when he got the bell and he comes off the turnbuckle, right? And that's just one of my instincts. But let's see, I even faster forward, right? Past that to the Mega Powers Explode, right? Past that to Shawn and Brett. Past that to Rock and Austin. Remember the storylines they took you on down those roads? As you went down those roads, not just around the blocks of Mike Knox, but the roads to WrestleMania, they were richly built in storyline. The Four Horsemen recording them following Dusty Rhodes, that interview that I had with Tully Blanchard, friend of the program, where he talks about, and I told him how real it felt. People love the perception of All Elite Wrestling because it's new, it's different. It's giving us the perception that it's going to be a professional wrestling program that we love. That can they get you back? Told you, two-part question. I don't think the WWE can get you back. And I don't think Kofi puts butts in the seats. I'm not going anywhere, WWE. Again, I like you, Kofi. Right? Yeah, sorry, Tyra. I had to touch her, y'all. How you doing, Tyra Banks? Yes, those were just coming in. All my products now will now be called Tyra Banks in honor of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue that dropped cover today. Shout out to Tyra Banks. You got a friend in me. I'm not going to get in trouble, am I? Baby, she's watching, but she already knows how I feel about Tyra Banks. Y'all, it's Tyra Banks. But can they get you back? I don't think they can. I think you watch with the anticipation of the markout moments and the nostalgic feelings that only they can give you. No one can give you the nostalgic moments they can give you because they own all the history books, right? And so you hold out hope that one day, just one day, Vince wakes up. Vince wakes up. But if he doesn't, is it so bad to give it to Triple H? If everybody says if Vince was to go along or pass or give the company to Triple H or Shane or Stephanie, what's to say they wouldn't keep the way it is now? We don't know that. We assume that. We have we assume that would happen. We don't know what that's what do because they're shareholders. We look at SmackDown going to Fox on Friday nights. And I heard Bully Ray on Bust Open Radio say that only losers are in the house on Friday nights. And I said, no, not necessarily. Right? Because it's the way we consume things now. For instance, atypical, I live in Florida. It's nights every damn day. I can go out the same day on Friday as I can go out on Tuesday. And it doesn't change a thing because my schedule doesn't change. Right? Friday nights, yes, you're going out with your boys. If you're younger, the clubs are open at 10 o'clock, 10:30, so you don't get there before 10 or 11. All right? So boxing matches, that's why boxing matches don't start until so late. UFC matches don't start until the crack of dawn or crack of, you know, stroke of midnight, if you will, right? So then if you're out with the family, right, it's probably an early dinner movie. Either way, you're home before 10, right? You're home before 10. So them being on Fox Friday at 8 o'clock, according to the Fox Sports, right, you have Thursday Night Football, Friday Night SmackDown, college football, and the NFL all over again. Vince is in a damn good position, so Vince better put on a damn good product once while we got this wild card thing going. Vincent KKK McMahon, I have to say it every show. If you do not predict and produce superstars and bring back what was your company's backbone, I miss Crime Time. Yeah, I said it. What's going on, Shad Gaspar, friend of the program? What's going on? Wakanda forever, okay? I miss Rob Van Dam. What was wrong with those guys? People say today, you want to make fun of the Fiery Funhouse, but you cheered head. Why? Because what does everybody want? I know. I get it. You're not coming back, Vince. We stay for nostalgic purposes, but if AEW is anywhere good of the perception we think it's going to be, you're going to lose people. And then maybe then, Vince, you'll wake up and you can get us back. But as of right now, everything I just said is a lie. He will get us back because they have and hold all the cards. I've always said at the end of the day, where does everybody want to go? To the WWE. And now they have a comparable, you know, against it. And if people say, no, everybody doesn't want to go there anymore. Maybe, maybe not. But you know what I hear every wrestler say? Those who have come and gone and those who, you know, still haven't got there, it's WrestleMania. You grow up wanting to get to WrestleMania. Nobody grows up saying, I'm going to go to the WNBA. I mean, no offense, I didn't mean to say them, but you get my point though, right? No one grows up saying, I'm going to the G League, the D League. They're going to the NBA. No one said, you know what? I'm going to go play for the Dorm Bulls because I saw the movie Bull Dorm and I want to be like Newt. No, Newt's job was to get to the show, man. Okay? The show. They all come back. They all do. So wrestling fans, when he get there straight, you'll be back. But Kofi Kingston, I don't think he can put butts in the seats. And it's not Kofi's fault. It's not Kofi's fault. I think Kofi is okay on the microphone. I think he is entertaining in the ring. But it's just, some would say not serious enough. Some would just say just not entertaining solo enough. Right? He's not the Flair to the Four Horsemen. He's not Michael P.S. Hayes to the Freebirds. He's not. That's more Xavier's territory. Xavier is the exceptional talker. Xavier is the one that maybe fans even want. I like Kofi, but I don't think Kofi can put butts in the seats. So I look at some of your comments and I get up out of here. Please, again, make sure you go all the podcasts, interviews. You want to hear interviews with, you name them, Shad Gaspar, Kenny Anderson, Rikishi multiple times. Ahmed Johnson before, you know, y'all started hating him. Wrestler interview, Kamala, all those guys. DDP, Scott Hall, you name it. Go to BDSRnetwork.com. Every podcasts are so, which are absolutely free. And also share this video. Share it on Facebook, on YouTube. And also I'm doing a new YouTube series with my son, y'all, called Me Too, where, you know, my son and I watch movies together where we're going to start reviewing and giving you our first movie reactions to movies that are coming out. So look out for those. We did our first one already on Spider-Man Far From Home. You can check that out on my YouTube channel as well. But let me get some of your comments in here before I get out of here. What's going on, Michael? What's going on, fam? Scott? What we got here? He was falling asleep. So what's going on? I went over to the top. There's like 30-something comments here. Not huge letdown, not a huge letdown because it's early in the program. Fred Savage on Netflix show. I don't know that one. Friends from College is what it's called, Michael. It's called Friends from College. And it's Fred Savage. It's what's the other pen? Not pen, Kale from that duo. He's on there as well. Between the previous weeks now, you can't even tell who the hill AJ Styles is and who the set. Right. And I'm okay with not having a heel in that category. It's just they don't like each other. Okay. I've seen faces not like each other. I think I'm a better wrestler than you. You think you're better wrestling me. That's fine. Then let them wrestle. Let them fight. Those are the things I have problems with. Why have them fight as a tag team? You could have had, I know you guys can't stand it. Unfortunately, it was the first thing that just came to my mind. A stupid beat the clock match. I don't know anything but them tagging together, right, to win a match. They didn't even win. So maybe that was the one. That is a difference. Typically, they team together to win. They didn't win. Matter of fact, Baron Corbin got the pin. So shout out to Baron Corbin. What's going on, Corey? I literally fast-forwarded through everything Zayn does. You know what? On that, I have a drink. I can't be just sitting. Why? Why don't you people like Sami Zayn? I don't get it. I truly don't get it. Sami Zayn is gold on the microphone. What's the story with Lio Rush? Wow. See, I tried to avoid that this week. Because it's a touchy subject, right? So, I will paraphrase. So, for those who don't know, Lio Rush is said to be and, you know, have some heat on him backstage. And the reasoning is because he thinks that they are forcing him to do something that he should not have to do. And that's get water, get towels, whatever the rookie thing is to do in wrestling. My problem is that with Lio Rush and why I honestly side with the wrestlers. Surprise, no surprise here, right? Again, guys, I don't watch the NFL for Deion Sanders anymore. I don't watch the NFL for Randall Cunningham anymore, Walter Payton. I watch the NFL for the NFL. All right? So at the end of the day, wrestlers come and go, but the company stays. So for Lio Rush to think, and this again, I heard the interview. If you haven't heard the interview, real, go look it up. Go read the inserts. He thinks that it's bullying in a sense. And so you have your guys that come out that, you know, the fans that I'm talking to, you know, you are, that everything is the WWE's fault. Everything they do is wrong. And what about this? And what about that? So I always hold things in. The reason why I wait to do the show. So I hear things and I hear things. I read things. I put things together. So I start to hear his peers, not his equals, because the people I'm going to name are not equal. They're above him, but their peers are here because he works in the same field. So when you hear the Chris Jerichos, the Booker T's, the Mark Henrys, the Bully Rays, the Tommy Dreamers talk about their situation, they all did it. They all got water. They all got towels. They all had to carry bags because it's the rookie thing to do. I'm tired of the world we live in that tells me that everything I've ever learned and that I ever loved has to disappear. This whole Zach Morris is trash phase is going on, I think is trash. Yeah, they're funny. We've always knew Zach was a jerk for the things he did. So what? It's entertaining. It's television. No one looked at Zach to be an idol. Yeah, you can go ahead and make fun of Bill Cosby. We got that one wrong. And Roseanne Barr. Okay. They were featured on certain magazine covers as okay. The image they showed was positive, though. At least in the Cosby Show's part. The image Zach Morris showed was never positive. It was just funny entertainment. But today's millennials want to say how we were wrong for watching that. But we can all point the finger at somebody. Oh, what they say? You point the finger, there's three pointing back at you? God dang it, that's true. Right? So for him to sit there and think that he's better than The Rock, that he's better than Stone Cold Steve Austin, he's better than Y2J, he's better than Edge, I don't think there was nothing wrong with that. That's like those who have brothers and sisters, whether it's right or wrong, right? I was the youngest. I couldn't control the TV. I love when they left the room, I could watch TV, right? Damn it, they back. Seat and all. Well, get out my seat, y'all. You ain't sitting here, man. Get up. That's just how it is. Because those were the times. There's nothing wrong with a little hazing. If he wasn't being completely disrespected as, come here, in bird, in boy, get your ninja ass over here. Stuff like that, smack him in the head. Stuff like that, like wedgies, that's too much. Not once or two, but like, wait, you know what I'm talking about? You're being picked on. That's the business, dog. And they're going to pick on you more for you not doing that. This is the same guy that people want to stick up for in Lio Rush, who I think is entertaining. Do not get me wrong. Watching Bobby Lashley on Monday without Lio Rush was heartbreaking because Lio Rush is funny as hell to me. I like Leo Rush. What you see with him is believable. Hence why we're talking about this story, because his ego is too big. Okay, this goes back to the Emma tweet about when she got released. This goes back to him not selling a move off the top of a ladder that we all forgave. But y'all want to forgive this for what? I don't get it. You love this business we call wrestling, but when things they go, well, I bet they didn't make Bobby Lashley or Brock Lesnar do it. You know what? There's always that one that doesn't get it. There is. Right? There's always that kid, that free agent, that hot commodity that's not part of it. You know what, guys? Leo Rush is not a hot commodity. Leo Rush is what they make him right now. And they were putting him in very good spots to be successful. So if you can sit here and tell me that guys like Walter Payton in the NFL, guys like maybe Lawrence Taylor didn't because he was Lawrence freaking Taylor, but probably. You hear all kinds of stories from the war rooms from NFL stories and what they did with rookie hazing. And God knows to do in fraternities and sororities. There's nothing wrong when that's the again, guys always read wrestling. I've been around wrestling. I've been around these guys professionally. This isn't me just talking to be talking. I've been in a locker room. I can call them on my cellular phone. Yes, I want to say cellular. I can call them on my cellular phone and have a conversation. And I've had these conversations, and that's how they are respected. It's not a, it's for it to be out there as a disrespectful thing from them to him, it's where I have to stop and draw the line. Leo Rush is wrong, point blank and simple. It's tradition, and there's nothing wrong with tradition still. For those who tell me, oh, that's a load of crock, do you still fast after the first of the year for New Year's? Do you still get black eyed peas, greens, and rice because one of them was a good luck, health, and money? Do you still do New Year's resolutions? Whatever it is that you do religiously, Christmas, Easter, it's the same thing. It's tradition, is what I'm saying. All right? That's what happened there, Elder Williams. I'm getting there with him as well. Getting where with him? With Leo Rush? Okay, I don't know. Maybe they're talking about. I'm a Miz fan. Oh, you should have been a Miz fan. I thought the whole thing with the Usos and the Revival playing childish, I'm not entertained by that. A lot of people aren't. You know what? But again, as the tradition segment I just talked about, it's slapstick humor. It's humor that's always been there. And I still I don't know this. It's one of the things you say, well, could Goku really beat Superman? Hell yes, he can. Okay, wrong comparison. Could I don't want to go there, right? Yes, he could beat him. But it's always, you don't know. Two different worlds, two different universes, right? So you don't, I think when it comes to humor, hey, humor is out of everything in the world, humor is the most, you know, identical to each individual person. Right. It's the word escapes me right now, but it's you. It's what's funny to you. What's funny to me, that might be funny to you. Right. But this is my question is, I wonder if this was in another promotion, would that have been funny? And I've seen stuff like these other promotions and guys rave about it. That's all. At the complainers, I'm laughing at them too. I like when it little went norm. What are we talking about here? Give me a little bit more. See, I got to start reading during the show, guys, as you're going to think in your comments. I'm going to show to the bottom, see if the comments have here. Oh, thank you for the real story about Leo Rush. I agree. Screech looked exactly like an idol. He did. He did. But we always laughed at Screech for looking exactly like an idol, right, Corey? You're looking at me like, come on, Screech. Like, he's the only time I ever got mad at Zach for any of the stuff he did, he shouldn't have went after Lisa. He shouldn't have went after Lisa because Screech was his best friend. But you know what? I done did it, though. I'm just saying. I done did it. Yo, you ain't getting that, dog. So at least let your boy. You ain't going to get that. I'm sorry. But I'm going to go ahead and knock that off for you, all right? I was Lisa Turtle, y'all. I'm just saying. All right? I done knocked Lisa off. Hands down. What's going on, my man, Purnell? I done knocked Lisa Turtle off. Yeah, Corey. I'm sorry, Screech. All right, Zach Morris is not trash, y'all. That's where we ended up with this show right here. I can agree with you on that. What are we talking about there? But as far as the rookie hazing stuff, yeah, like I just don't get why everybody's trying to stick up for Leo Rush. I like Leo Rush, but he's wrong in this one. He's wrong in this one. I like Zhang as a character, but since he's been back, he's been long-winded, rambling, and have been predictable. You got me there for a while. But Zhang's always been long-winded, okay? And he doesn't ramble, okay? I ramble, okay? He doesn't ramble. He is speaking with purpose directly to those who I be coming at, because the majority of people don't, you know, are not out there. I'm the voice of the voice for the voices of those wrestling fans that like wrestling but don't have the voice to speak for it. That's who I am. But occasionally, I understand exactly what the hell they be talking about. All right. I actually like Sammy. Everybody should like Sammy. Did you hear about all the TV deals from the XFL they're going to have? No, insane. The XFL deals. We knew Fox, right? Because they got SmackDown, right? So you got Fox, FS1. And ESPN? Damn, Vince. Damn. Okay, I'm sorry. I did that completely wrong. You say damn in a wrestler, you got to do the... Damn. Got to do it right. Got to... I can't do many... Damn. I can do the damn. I can do the damn. I can do the damn thing. I don't care what you say. Damn. See? Just like it. All right. What we got here before I get up out of here? I've always been a huge fan of Bobby Lashley. I hear some people calling him on Facebook Bobby Trashley. I think that he needs better booking for him. He's a monster that he is, who actually bigger than Brock. I agree. I really do. But I've always had one problem with Bobby Lashley. When you look at Bobby Lashley, I don't see star like I see when I see Brock Lesnar. And am I wrong in saying that? Like, I love his physique. I've always said they were carbon copies of each other. But there was something about Brock that stood out more to me. And it wasn't just being with Heyman. It's just something about the way he carries himself is all. So, like I like Bobby. Bobby has everything checked, but superstar. He's a star. Physique, wrestles. Mike's okay, right? As long as you got any kind of mic skills in wrestling, you can hold it, you can go. But not the strongest. But Brock isn't the strongest either, right? But he checks a lot of boxes. But what he doesn't check is, Brock's long arms. It's something about Brock that just stands out when it comes to Bobby Lashley. But I love everything you say about Bobby Lashley. I really do. Yes, sir. Arnold Palmer's are the shiznit. Yeah, sorry. Cheers to you. I drink to that. Loving them on the Palmers, y'all. But listen, we're going to get out of here, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to Around the Blocks with Mike Knox Wrestling Show. Be back next Wednesday again. TheChairShot.com. Hashtag use your head. You can find this show and other shows. Follow me on my YouTube channel. Follow me on my Instagram channel. Follow me wherever social media is sold, which is absolutely free. Just Google me, Mike Knox. That's with 3 X's, because like that whore that you dated, I am hardcore, y'all. Listen, also follow my son, his new show, Me Too. Got a trailer coming for y'all tomorrow as the It 2 trailer premieres. So my son likes scary movies, guys. I do not. Let's go ahead and support that for me. All right? I support you as well. Listen, I'm out of here. Peace. That was from a SmackDown. It's for my Facebook, my YouTube audience. I'm out of here. Peace.